staff and management of KLAY, or those who advertise their products or services on this station.
Welcome to another edition of Business in the Cloud on Clay 1180 AM. I'm David Eichner, a CPA and technology specialist who focuses on helping businesses find the right software solutions. And today we have a guest from a company that provides manufacturing solutions. John, are you there?
I am.
I'm glad to have you on the show.
Well, I appreciate you having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure, my pleasure. So I was just kind of introducing, John Schlemmer is a big VP of sales, I believe is your title, at Jazz Systems, a manufacturing software solutions company.
Actually, I'm the chief product officer.
Product officer. Sorry, had that wrong. Glad to have you on the show. And so, tell me a little bit about, how did Jazz get started? I know you originally got into manufacturing software solutions quite a while ago, I believe.
Yeah, that's correct. We were founded in 1999, and we were running a older product, a client-server product called Solimon, which then became Microsoft Dynamics SL. Mm-hmm. And we developed a manufacturing solution for the Dynamics SL product.
Gotcha.
Dynamics SL, primarily just a financial distribution and project-oriented system, and we created all the manufacturing software for that.
Excellent. And when you first started out doing manufacturing software, what were some of the key pain points that you guys were looking to solve for customers?
Well, some of the key pain points, especially in the Microsoft Dynamics SL world, they really didn't have bills of material. They didn't have production management. There was no MRP or material requirements planning. No capacity planning to allow people to manufacture goods and track that through their production facilities.
And when you're looking at today's environment, how do you see things? Is there any differences? Are people still dealing with the same issues today as they were back then? Or how has the cloud kind of changed things?
Well, the cloud's changed things dramatically, in my opinion. We started looking for, the next technology platform probably about 5-6 years ago at this point in time, and came across Acumatica, which I know you're familiar with.
Yep.
But from a manufacturing standpoint, manufacturers still manufacture the same way. They're looking to track all of their goods through the production facility. They're looking to cost the items going through so that they can make sure that their costs are less than what they're actually selling it for so they can make a profit. Customers call up, need to know where their order might be in the production facility, so they need that visibility into that. What the cloud allows is a couple different things for us. One, it allows anytime and anywhere access, so I don't have to have a modem, I don't have to have a VPN or any of those kinds of things. What I need is an access to a browser, just like if you were going to go out and look at the news or anything on the internet, pick a browser, the capability is there. I don't have to have one specific browser either. I can use Safari if I'm a Mac user, Foxfire, Chrome, Internet Explorer, and I can access my information, through security, obviously. The other big thing is the mobility, which I think has totally changed since, obviously, when we first started.
Yeah.
Everybody's into mobile apps now, whether it be time and expense. We have a lot of people that are doing barcoding. There's a couple different solutions that tie into our system. One of them actually uses Android and Apple phones. So you're out on floor, you can scan it, and it automatically updates the system.
That's great. So on the on this path that your company has gone from Dynamics SL to Acumatica, You know, we've talked on this show a number of times. I've talked about Acumatica with a lot of my listeners in terms of talking about this cloud solution that is a platform that other solutions can fit into and that also gives you the ability to easily customize things. And I know that your product is one of those products that's on the OEM price list for Acumatica. They include it on the price list for the partners.
Correct.
Was that something you worked closely with them in terms of developing your product, and then they felt comfortable with including that on the price list?
Yeah, I think a couple things along those lines. I mean, we were the very first ISV that Acumatica signed up about 4.5 years ago.
Okay.
And so they were somewhat new to the ISV world, the independent software vendors. And, you know, so they really didn't have, you know, the documentation, if you will, at the time. So we spent a lot of time with their engineering group on the phone via Skype, you know, getting answers to questions. So we kind of educated each other, if you will, along those lines.
Sure.
So they fully understood our product did. They fully understood our design, which our design is identical to Acumatica, so it's not a bolt-on product. You mentioned their platform, which is the XRP platform, and our product is entirely developed exactly like Acumatica's cloud ERP off the XRP platform. So we use the same programming language, everything.
Yeah.
We utilize their entire framework, and thus, you know, we're on their price list for all partners.
Yeah, very tightly integrated, and we implemented the manufacturing solution. Felt it to be a very high quality solution. So, for all of our listeners, if you are a manufacturing company, this is a system. This is a software company that really should take a look at. The name of the company is Jazz. It's JAAS, and their website is JAAS.net. And I love your tagline, when manufacturing is your business, it's our business. That's pretty good, whether it's on-premises or in the cloud. And I think that speaks, you know, volumes of what your product is and does.
Well, I appreciate that, and I, you know, it is. That's all we do. We only do manufacturing. You know, and that's all we've done since our inception in 1999.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to know what manufacturing is and how to control that and how to be able to write software specifically for manufacturing, because it is different than distribution or professional services.
Right.
You know, the other beauty, I'm with you on the on-premise or in the cloud, because Acumatica doesn't just stay in a SaaS environment. You can actually host it on-premise, or you can rent it on a subscription on your machine as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it gives a lot of flexibility.
Yeah, yeah, I like the ability to install it on Amazon Web Services myself when I'm implementing it, just to be able to have control over the database back end and be able to have visibility into that database back end quite
That's
easily.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and in terms of manufacturing, We'll probably talk more about this on the other side of the break, but you don't just handle a specific type of manufacturing. Your manufacturing is useful for a number of different types of manufacturing, isn't it?
Correct. You know, a lot of people talk about two different types of manufacturing. You've got discrete, which is primarily, products, if you will, and then you've got process, which is typically more formula or fluid type based, mm-hmm. powders, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But within discrete, there's a whole different slew of manufacturing type environments. But I typically like to talk about the environments that we handle as opposed to a specific SIC or NACS code that we may do. And, you know, we handle make to order, make to stock, configure to order, assemble to order, engineer to order, project centric businesses, as well as batch, which a lot of people think of as process. But we have a lot of cosmetics companies, some food manufacturing companies as well.
Mm-hmm.
So from that perspective, we can handle things and people will mix things up in a mixer, and then they'll you know, put them down the line.
Right.
But we can handle that batch as well.
Yeah, and track the lot number associated with that batch as well.
Correct. Yeah, we handle lot numbers cradle grave, so you can have lots that go into other lots that end up in a finished good that is a different lot. So all of that is tracked.
Excellent. Well, we'll have more coming up, folks, in talking about the different ways that Jazz Systems manufacturing product can be utilized within the different types of manufacturing environments. This is Business in the Cloud on Clay 1180 AM.
From payroll tax filing to HR solutions, Green Shades is here to help. Green Shades has developed software that handles the hassles of payroll. They do inline employee services, year-end forms, benefits, and more. There are thousands of companies around the world that use Green Shades Tax Filing Center for a wide variety of electronic tax returns because Green Shades streamlines their HR process. Find out more at greenshades.com. That's greenshades.com.
Acumatica is the cloud accounting solution for your growing business. Acumatica believes you should only pay for what you use and not pay for additional user licenses as your company grows. Discover how Acumatica can help your organization run more effectively in sales, inventory management, manufacturing, project management, accounting, and all elements of your company. You can achieve your goals through workflow automation and integration with this popular modern Acumatica cloud solution. Learn more at Acumatica.com. That's Acumatica.com.
Do you need assistance finding the best business software solution for your organization? Unleash your business potential with adaptable business software tailored to your exact needs. Hi, I'm David Eichner, host of the popular radio show Business in the Cloud, and a CPA who helps people with technology. At ICANN Software Solutions, we've been helping our clients use the right technologies to run more effectively and less expensively since 1999. Contact us at ICANNCloudApps.com or call us at 253-777-0708 for a complimentary business review.
Hi, this is Troy Aikman, and for years I toughed out the pain of what I thought were just bad headaches. After I retired, I finally decided to talk to my doctor about my symptoms. He told me I had migraines and prescribed a migraine-specific medicine that's made a big difference. I also learned to identify triggers that can cause my attacks. More than 29 million Americans suffer from migraines. To find out if your headaches can be migraines and how you can get effective relief, go to headaches.org, answer the questions, and share the results with your doctor today. This has been a public service message from the National Headache Foundation.
Welcome back to Business in the Cloud on Clay 1180 AM. This is David Eichner. I'm a CPA and technology specialist in the Tacoma area who focuses on business software solutions for our clients. And we are speaking today with John Schlemmer from Jazz Systems. And they have a manufacturing product that is a product that is a fit for both Dynamics SL, on-premises, old classic ERP systems, as well as the new Acumatica ERP product that we've talked about before in the past. So, John, let's talk a little bit more. Give us some examples of some of the different types of industries that your product runs in, and maybe some stories about how Jazz has helped those particular companies be more effective in the cloud.
All right. Couple things, I guess, along those lines would be we run in a variety of different industries, as I mentioned on the other side of the break, and some of those industries, go in different, markets, if you will. So things of a market where we would fit are typically going to be in the aerospace and defense, the automotive market, electronics, machinery, and components industries, fabricated metals, industrial machinery equipment, then instruments and medical devices and transportation equipment, which are typical discrete marketplaces. But other markets that we've found that we have a lot of success in as well is food and beverage and cosmetics. You know, over the course of the last year, we've actually sold quite a few cosmetics companies and food and beverage. And when I say we sell them, you know, all of our product is sold through value-added resellers throughout the country as well. Mm-hmm. So just like Acumatica, we're a partner-centric business model.
Right. And so, we're proud to be a partner with you.
Yes, you are, and you're a very good partner. So, we've got an interesting mix of customers, though, because of what I mentioned earlier. Because of the types of the environment, the flexibility of the product, we can do. Our very first customer was a customer down in Zealand. That's in the electronics manufacturing environment, which is kind of where our roots are. One of our parent company, if you will, is an electronics manufacturing company, quite large manufacturing company here in Columbus. Hmm. And so we have a lot of history and a lot of knowledge within the electronics market space. So the company in New Zealand fit that bill. They were pretty much a very, very smaller company. Like parent, and they've been running our product for about 4.5 years now. So still very happy. They're on the latest version of Acumatica, the latest version of our product jams. He's flying into the Acumatica Partner Summit in a couple of weeks from New Zealand. So we're excited to have him there for us as well.
That's great.
We've got other people, Power Prime Pumps down in California, that they manufacture large industrial pumps. So lots of components, not a lot of operations because they're put on a trailer. So they sit there and then they'll go through a handful of operations, some sub-assemblies. But at the end of the day, you've got a pump that's capable of pumping out thousands of gallons of water in a minute.
Wow.
We've got you get into some of the, what I call the eclectic guys that we have, which is Cherry Lake, which is a tree farm down in Florida.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's a large tree farm, but you wouldn't think of them as a classic manufacturer, but their work centers that we're tracking their product through, they're 40 acres big, and they've got a bunch of trees on them.
Yeah, that makes sense.
We've got other customers that are in the nutraceuticals industry. We've got a company that makes large regional type buses, so like you would have up in your area for public transportation.
Mm-hmm.
They make large buses. We've got one of the oldest companies one of the oldest manufacturers in the United States, Danforth Pewter. They were actually in business before the United States was the United States. They melt pewter and they make trinkets. So, the earrings, that kind of thing. And then we have, then we get a little bit way off the reservation in one that I know you're somewhat familiar with, which is a company called Tilray, which does medicinal cannabis for the entire country of Canada.
Right.
So it's not, again, not exactly what I would call a true manufacturer, but, that people would think of, but it's an extremely high-tech operation.
Right.
A lot of different uses, a lot of different type companies that we deal with, and that's what makes it fun, because it's not, we're stamping out the same widget every single day with somebody.
Right, and I think your product combined with Acumatica really helps to keep control over things within a manufacturing environment with some of the real-time visibility and communication tools that are kind of inherent in that system. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. And this gets back into the whole platform with Acumatica, with the capability of doing dashboards and seeing it visually.
Mm-hmm.
Older manufacturing systems that I know, it's here it is. It's a green line. It's now it's totally visual in color. So now it's something that somebody can look at and instantly see what they need. And then if they need to drill down into the detail, all it is a one click and you're in the detail.
You're right, and you've got email notifications as well that can really be useful in terms of either, you know, workflow approvals of, you know, things like purchase orders or releasing of manufacturing or things of those types of processing. Notifications and workflow combined together oftentimes help for that as well, I would say.
It does, and so we take full advantage of all that. So you can create a notification for somebody to go check something if you needed to. You know, you notice that it appears to, you know, some order might appear to be running late. You can instantly send a notification. So from a social standpoint, great. You can send that notification to somebody that's out on the production floor and say, hey, go check this, make sure. It could just be that somebody hasn't updated the system.
Right.
Even though, you know, we've got data collection and barcode tied in, so you get instant response, you still have to do that transaction. Computer's only as smart as the people putting things into it.
Let's talk about some of the core modules of your advanced manufacturing software solution. The bill of materials and routing. Talk a little bit about that product. How easy is it to set up, and what pieces of that would you recommend people be aware of?
Yeah, I mean, of course, I'm going to tell you, I think it's real easy to set up, but it's kind of what we do. We do have three core modules within the Acumatica suite, which is called the manufacturing suite, which are comprised of bill of material and routing. Which we combine together, we can handle, things like multiple costing methods, revision control. We've got a flexible copy bill of material. Obviously, we can reference designators, which is huge in the electronic industry. And we combine that with the operations running through the production facility, which is a routing. Realistically, you can make it as complex as you want to, or as simple as you want to. The only thing that we really require is an operation number and a work center. So it could be as simple as that, or it could be as complex where, you've got overhead, you've got steps that you want to put down as far as work instructions. You can actually have those in. It can print out on a traveler. So there's a lot of things that you can have, but it can also be as simple as you need to.
You keep a history of all of the different bill of materials, right? So if you have multiple versions of the bill of materials, you're able to store those different copies of that those versions, correct?
Correct. We store that by effectivity date. So at any point in time, with just a simple click, I can go out and select the date that I want to see exactly what that bill of material looked like in any given time. And it'll go back and show me exactly what was on that bill of material.
And how many levels deep can that bill of materials be in terms of the materials?
We can go to 25. We've tested it to 25. Mm-hmm. My developers tell me that we can go to 99, but my take is, we haven't tested it past 25, but okay. My take is if somebody's at 16 or more, we probably need to talk.
Right. And that's in terms of levels deep. That's not just the number of items on the list. It's levels within levels within levels. Kind of inception type of thing.
Sub-assemblies, if you will.
Exactly. More coming up about JAMS, so the advanced manufacturing software for Acumatica. In just a few, this is Business in the Cloud on Clay 1180 AM.
From payroll tax filing to HR solutions, Green Shades is here to help. Green Shades has developed software that handles the hassles of payroll. They do inline employee services, year-end forms, benefits, and more. There are thousands of companies around the world that use Green Shades Tax Filing Center for a wide variety of electronic tax returns because Green Shades streamlines their HR process. Find out more at greenshades.com. That's greenshades.com.
Acumatica is the cloud accounting solution for your growing business. Acumatica believes you should only pay for what you use and not pay for additional user licenses as your company grows. Discover how Acumatica can help your organization run more effectively and sales, inventory management, manufacturing, project management, accounting, and all elements of your company. You can achieve your goals through workflow automation and integration with this popular modern Acumatica cloud solution. Learn more at Acumatica.com. That's Acumatica.com.
Do you need assistance finding the best business software solution for your organization? Unleash your business potential with adaptable business software tailored to your exact needs. Hi, I'm David Eichner, host of the popular radio show Business in the Cloud, and a CPA who helps people with technology. At ICANN Software Solutions, we've been helping our clients use the right technologies to run more effectively and less expensively since 1999. Contact us at ICANNCloudApps.com or call us at 253-777-0708 for a complimentary business review.
After suffering a severe bout of meningitis, young Sage Bowman lost both of his legs. Then his family found help and hope. At Shriners Hospitals, Sage was fitted with state-of-the-art prosthetics. The Shriners combine expert orthopedic spinal cord and burn medical care with world-class research and teaching programs, and there's never a charge. There's a Shriners Hospital helping kids from this area. Call 1-800-237-5055 for more information. Shriners, having fun and helping kids.
Welcome back to Business in the Cloud on Clay 1180 AM. I'm David Eichner, a CPA and technology expert on business software solutions. And we are talking today with John Schlemmer from Jazz Systems, a manufacturing software piece for Acumatica. And as you heard on the commercial break, the Acumatica ad and our ad, we are an authorized Acumatica partner. We're also an authorized partner for Jazz Systems. So if you're a manufacturing company and you are unhappy with your current financial systems in terms of trying to track costs and in terms of trying to have the ability to meet your customers' needs, please contact us. You can either call into the show today at 253-584-1480 if you have any questions for either John or myself. Also, you can text into our text line 253-221-9777. Otherwise, you can contact us on our website, www.icancloudapps.com. That's I-C-A-N, cloudapps.com. So, John, we were talking about the core modules when we left off on the other side of the break, and we kind of covered the bill of materials and routing. Is there anything we didn't really cover on that piece, do you think?
Not really. I mean, I think that from the bill of material and the routing, I mean, it's really where the engineering bill is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, where this is how I plan to produce that item. And then it flows into the production management side, which is really where you're doing the production. And this is where you're doing the labor tracking, material tracking, whether it be through lot or serial as well.
Mm-hmm.
Any production changes you can make to the engineering bill that's copied into the production side, so you get the actual cost of what was actually being produced and manufactured. You know, we also give you the ability to build prior revisions. You can substitute operations or materials depending on what's going on in the production facility. And then from a labor standpoint, you can either track labor by employee, by production order, or you can actually just backflush, which is the word that we term for labor. And what it's going to do is take a standard cost off the work center and utilize that for the labor component.
Right.
This is also where all the barcode integration is. And then we keep a complete and comprehensive audit trail, which is date and time stamped by person that actually did the transaction. So you've got complete audit history with drill down capabilities to look into that particular transaction.
Excellent. And what are the types of production environments that your production management module is capable of handling?
As far as production environments, like make to stock, make to order.
Right.
Those types,
yeah.
So we do handle all of those. We handle make to stock, make to order, engineer to order, project centric. We do configure to order, assemble to order. We do repetitive. We'll do batch as well. I think that's. I don't think I missed anything. Pretty much about everything currently, but pure process.
Gotcha. And then the other module you have sort of in the core module area is your MRP product, correct?
Correct, yes. We have a material requirements planning. What that module allows you to do is the system will go out and it'll look at all the demand that you have in your system, either from forecasts or sales orders. It'll look at safety stock or reorder point, and then it'll look at all the supply coming in, either from purchase orders, from mass production schedules or production orders, and then it'll run through the engine, it'll come back, and it'll basically say, based on demand, based on your supply, these are the items you need to take action on. So they could be purchased items from a lower component that I need to order in time to get my material in order to produce that. It could be a manufactured item that I manufacture in-house that I need to create a production order in order to build a subassembly, as an example, to get into a finished good.
Yeah, and that gives you kind of the ability to what you can promise in terms of quantities when you're in the sales side of things, correct?
Yes and no.
Okay.
Really, if you get into the capable of promise, a couple things that we're pretty excited about. We actually have started adding a lot of additional modules to the core suite, and. One of the modules is an estimating module, which is purely an estimating system where you can go out and you can quote whatever. Once you get the business, then you put that into inventory. You can quote as light as you want, where you just plug in numbers that say it's going to be about this much labor, this much material, and I'm done. Or I can actually create down to the work center and the machine level as far as what that estimate's going to be. The other one, kind of along the lines that you're talking about, is more in the advanced planning and scheduling side.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So this is where you can get into more the capable to promise. We're actually, the estimating module is going to be released at the Acumatica Partner Summit in a couple weeks. We're going to be able to show the very first piece of the advanced planning and scheduling, which gets into more of the finite capacity scheduling piece. And then once you have that component, now you can get into the more sexier things as far as advanced planning and scheduling, which is capable of prompts, what if capabilities, and those kinds of things.
Gotcha.
So that one's coming along with the we have a dimensional product configurator as well.
Tell us a little bit about what that configurator is going to provide in terms of capabilities.
The configurator is going to be a features and options bill of material with rules based. So my best analogy is if somebody's trying to order a PC, they can actually go out and select which one, what do you want? You want a Dell, you want an HP, you want a Lenovo, which one do you want? So you select a Dell, now it's only going to limit my next selections to the Dell. So it's not going to take into account anything that needs to be manufactured for the Lenovo or the HP. So now that I've made that selection, my next selection might be, well, which model would you like? Do you want an Inspiron? Do you want a Latitude? So if I select an Inspiron, then now I've limited my choices even further to with disk drives. I may only have two options out of 20 that I stock, but I only have two because those are the only two that go in the Dell. Same thing with memory. And so once I've gone through and made all my selections, now I have mandatory items as well because I have to have a chassis and I've got to have 16 screws to, put it all together. And then that goes out as a custom bill of material to the manufacturing floor that says, here's how I'm going to build it. I'm building a Dell. I'm building an Inspiron. I've got a 1 terabyte drive in it along with 16 gig of memory. And now I put it together.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's one component. The other component to that is it'll be dimensional. So you get into people that do windows and doors in particular is one that comes to mind. So you can have custom sizes. One of the first customers that we're actually doing this for is they manufacture drapes.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of surprising to me, because I travel quite a bit. but at different hotels, the drapes are different sizes in each room.
Wow.
And they made the comment that it was because of how the guys pour the concrete. So now every time I go to a hotel, I measure the drapes.
Are you finding that to be the case?
It is. So, I mean, you know, certain rooms are, you know, 84 inches long kind of thing, and the next room that I stay in is 84 and a quarter or 84 and three quarters. So I haven't found, you know, I haven't been traveling much here in the last couple months, but I haven't really found a same size in any room yet.
Yeah. All right, so we've got scheduling capacity, which is that advanced scheduling piece.
Advanced planning scheduling.
And you got the product configurator, quoting and estimating. And it sounds like the quoting and estimating would be more useful for, like, job shops where they're doing sort of job costing with the product. Am I on the right track with that?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it has, you know, multiple uses, because you could look at this in more of a research and development type facility as well.
Oh, yeah.
Where they want to go out and, you know, kind of prototype something. So they're going to go out and they're going to estimate it. You know, but you're on the right track. I mean, from an estimation standpoint, you don't have to have the item in Acumatica's inventory. So if I want to go out and say I want to quote this widget, I can say this is how much this widget's going to cost. You, the end customer, say that's fine with me. And then once I receive the order, then I can put it into inventory because I'm going to build it and I need to track the cost against that. But, yes, you're typically in a pure estimating type program like this is typically going to be job shops. But then you've also got other people that may say, you know what, you're making this product for me. Can you do it with this? And so it might be a standard product, but now I've requested something special, so I may need to go out and estimate that as well.
Gotcha.
So it does have, you know, multitude of opportunities, not just in the job shop, but throughout a lot of the different types of manufacturing.
And one thing I kind of brought to mind while we were talking that I don't know we really addressed, but on the bill of materials, you have the ability to store drawings and other types of electronic documents associated with that, with just sort of the functionality of the platform from Acumatica, correct?
Yeah, it is. The XRP platform comes with a full-blown document management system that allows for check-in, check-out as well. So when you're looking at quality, as an example, you can have check-in, check-outs. Medical devices utilize it a lot as well from a quality standpoint. You know, our very first customer I mentioned was a Triad Group. They actually have told us, and actually in print as well, that Acumatica and JAMS was the primary reason that they got their ISO 9000 certification, because they could actually put all that stuff in and track it to that level. But yes, you are correct. The if you have a reader, it could be a PDF, it could be a CAD drawing. As long as you have that reader, you can store those documents either as an overall bill of material standpoint. You could do it as an operation. So if you had specific work instructions from an ISO standpoint that you wanted to be able to print out for that operation, you could, or to visually see it on the screen. And then it goes all the way down to the material level as well. So if I had a drawing of a PCB board, printed circuit board, that I needed to place my resistors on, which is where you get into the reference designators, I could actually look at that drawing and know where I needed to place those.
That's amazing. I think any of the listeners who are manufacturing companies would agree that is really powerful for manufacturing companies. More coming up with John Schlemmer from Jazz Systems in just a bit. This is Business in the Cloud on Clay 1180 AM.
From payroll tax filing to HR solutions, Green Shades is here to help. Green Shades has developed software that handles the hassles of payroll. They do inline employee services, year-end forms, benefits, and more. There are thousands of companies around the world that use Green Shades Tax Filing Center for a wide variety of electronic tax returns because Green Shades streamlines their HR process. Find out more at greenshades.com. That's greenshades.com.
growing business. Acumatica believes you should only pay for what you use and not pay for additional user licenses as your company grows. Discover how Acumatica can help your organization run more effectively in sales, inventory management, manufacturing, project management, accounting, and all elements of your company. You can achieve your goals through workflow automation and integration with this popular modern Acumatica cloud solution. Learn more at Acumatica.com. That's Acumatica.com.
Do you need assistance finding the best business software solution for your organization? Unleash your business potential with adaptable business software tailored to your exact needs. Hi, I'm David Eichner, host of the popular radio show Business in the Cloud and a CPA who helps people with technology. At ICANN Software Solutions, we've been helping our clients use the right technologies to run more effectively and less expensively since 1999. Contact us at ICANNCloudApps.com or call us at 253-777-0708 for a complimentary business review.
If just one step could change the future of diabetes, why wouldn't you step out? Join us at Step Out, Walk to Stop Diabetes. Bring your friends, family, and coworkers to walk with thousands of people across the country and help us make a difference. Together, we can stop diabetes. Register today at diabetes.org/stepout or call 1-888-DIABETES. Let's change the future one step at a time.
Business in the Cloud on Clay 1180 AM. I'm David Eichner, a CP and technology expert who is a person that focuses on business software solutions. And if you have any questions today for John or myself, we're discussing manufacturing software that runs both on Dynamics SL, the old classic ERP product that's been around for years and years and years, but also on a new and better ERP product called Acumatica. And if you have any call questions, just call into 253-584-1480 or text into our text line, 253-221-9777. So, John, I was just looking on your website about release accounting and quality. Let's talk a little bit about those two features as well. There are additional features for the product. And it looks like the release accounting has something to do with EDI. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that product?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, you're looking at our old website. We're launching a new one early next week. But the release accounting is specifically for the older product, the Dynamics SL.
Ah, okay.
It was something that we actually needed to utilize because there was limitation in the market. So we kind of had to design this up. You know, we don't have that many customers running on it in the old SL world. And then in the Acumatica world, there's EDI providers that are tied into our system as well as Acumatica, so we don't have that product in the Acumatica space.
Which of those products in the ISV space provide for that?
EDIs?
Yeah.
There's EDI Central, which is based out of Houston, I believe. That's totally integrated within Acumatica. There's B2B Gateway, which I think is ultimately a UK company, but I think they're based out of the East Coast, that ties into Acumatica. And then there's a new, and I can't for the life of me think what it is, that another VAR has done an integration with, which is SWK. It's done an integration with another EDI. So there's three different options. It depends on what you need.
Do they work with your product?
That's a great question. So currently, we're starting to, you know, I continue to talk to the VARs or the ISVs and tell them that they need to start extending their solution to the manufacturing side.
Right.
Because most of them have been on the retail side, have been on the distribution side.
Sure.
You know, large warehouses with ASNs and you know, those kinds of things. So we've recently all of a sudden, I don't know if it's the month or whatever, but we've recently had an influx of about three or four people that are like, okay, we need to be able to produce manufacturing schedules via EDI. So I do know that one of the partners is actively doing that. So I'm going to talk to the other guys when we're down at the Acumatica Partner Summit in a couple weeks and see what their plans are.
Gotcha. Okay. And what about the quality? Is that just for the SL, or is that a feature in the Acumatica piece?
Well, there's a couple things that go with quality. The quality on the website where it might say MRB or something,
right?
It was a material review board, and it was really all it was from a quality standpoint. And that was in the SL side. Quality is clearly on our roadmap.
Uh-huh.
So currently we can handle some of that. So, you know, people talk to me about quality management, and my first question is always, define that for me. You know, and if it's just I'm filling out a, filling a blank PDF form, we can do that today. One of the other things that's on our roadmap for the first quarter is we're doing two things. One, we're allowing production order types. So currently we only have, here it is, it's a production order. We're going to add production order types to where you can have a standard production order. You can have a rework production order. So now you get into some of the quality pieces. So you've got a routing,
yep.
You know, you've got a quality step. If it doesn't pass, then you can create it into a rework order.
Gotcha.
You know, one of the nice byproducts of that is that it also allows us to do preventive maintenance. And then there's another company that wants to do an integration, which is full-fledged quality management. They do first articles. They do Kappa. They do non-conformance, SPC with Pareto charts. So, I mean, it's very robust. Companies like Boeing, which is up by you, obviously,
yep.
Is running their product throughout their supply chain. Bombardier, they're very, very strong in the aerospace and defense industry.
Hmm. Well, it seems like that would be a good fit for in terms of building a relationship.
Yeah, and I've actually been up there and talked to them, and it's just a matter of getting T's and I's crossed and dotted and that kind of thing, because they really want to do that integration with us, because as they know, there's a huge market in the middle market space that's void of good quality systems.
Gotcha.
And good ERP systems of manufacturing.
So if someone was trying to decide between NetSuite and Acumatica with JAMS, what would you say are the strengths or the reasons why they should pick your product as opposed to NetSuite?
It's kind of interesting because, you know, NetSuite's one of the big names in the cloud. You rarely run into them. And their product is, you know, more on the distribution side. They're very strong in the distribution. They're very strong in the e-commerce space. They're not as strong in the manufacturing side. They can handle a lot of the, you know, what I would call a really, really light assembly piece. They do pretty well in that arena, which is, you know, we can handle that, but our strength is really into the more, robust or more complex type manufacturing arena. I follow them. I rarely see them mention manufacturing,
yeah.
So I don't think it's really a target market for them.
Yeah.
The other big thing, and I think this is partly the reason, they are only in the cloud, and you know they're only a SaaS model, and they host their own, and so you get all the features at one time that you may or may not need.
Right.
And when you talk about an ERP system with manufacturing, you're talking about CAD potentially coming into play with integrations. You're talking about shop floor data collection, MES systems. So you have a lot of different type systems that need to talk to one another. And, you know,
that's
they can
a good point.
Do that in the cloud.
Yeah.
But it makes it, you know, there's certain systems that you need to be, you know, have on premise. So you may end up in a hybrid arena and they don't play real well in that arena.
Yeah, that would make a lot of sense in terms of like automation on the shop floors, and you know, you have a number of different software systems that are tracking the actual devices that are doing a lot of these operations sometimes.
Yeah, and you know, the latest thing is the Internet of Things and machine to machine, and
yep.
You know, that's gonna be tough. You know, so, and we're investigating that. That's something we're looking at as far as, you know, where we need to do and what we need to do to our product in order to accommodate all of that.
Well, I think having a platform like Acumatica's platform that has web services sort of built in everywhere allows for building those types of integrations much easier as those things become needed. I think by having a platform that is able to be integrated with in using .NET programming is pretty powerful when it comes to being sure that in the future you're going to be able to handle those things.
Correct, and I agree. I mean, you know, it does. You know, back in the dark ages, I guess, if you will, you know, you're talking about years of development. You know, now you're talking about, you know, potentially months or less than there, or weeks even.
Yeah, I was thinking
depending
weeks.
On what the integration is. Yeah, depending on what the integration is.
Yep, I agree. Yeah. So tell me some of the most interesting new customers that you guys have obtained of late.
Oh, my. You know, of course, my favorite to talk about is yours, which is Tilray, but... you know, some of the new customers, I mean, I'm pretty excited about the cosmetics guys. They're very interesting,
mm-hmm.
You know, because they're basically, I mean, a couple of them, Gabriel Cosmetics is a relatively new customer of ours. They're up in the Northwest. And one of the neat things about them is they basically do nail polish is one of their big lines. And, you know, from that standpoint, they're mixing up a whole bunch of nail polish and they're packaging it differently. And what they can do with Acumatica and with Jams is they can actually track the nail polish based on the product. So if I've got a, you know, you could do this with beer as well. So craft beer is another one that we're kind of getting into a little bit somehow.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but if you package it in 6 packs, 12 packs, 24 packs, you can still track the nail polish back to the original prime number and use the sub-item number feature within Acumatica to do that.
Mm.
You know, so Phase Change is another new one that we've had, which is Energy Solutions. You know, kind of an interesting product. They do pizza delivery stuff. So they do the heating elements that are in the pizza delivery bags to keep your pizza warm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that one's kind of neat. It's fascinating how they do all that kind of stuff. You know, and then, you know, we've got other mycorrhizal, which does liquid fertilizer, basically. So, you know, they mix a whole bunch of chemicals together. They'll have some byproducts, and then, you know, you've got a liquid fertilizer for your plants. So there's a lot of unique customers that we're getting involved with. You know, the Royal Group is probably one of our latest customers, which is a huge corrugated box manufacturer. So they do displays for CVS as an example. So everybody knows CVS. And so they'll do the cardboard or corrugated, sorry, displays that then get, you know, somebody else's product put into the display.
Hey, John, we're coming up on the end of the hour. I wanted to thank you for coming on the show, and have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.
David, I appreciate you having me. Anytime for you.
Thanks, John. Take care.
Thanks, David.
Bye, everybody.
We'll
have a great weekend. This is Business in the Cloud on Clay 1180 AM.
Clay Radio.